Om Shanti and hearty welcome, Surya Bhai, to our session. We are group 9 and this is one of our last days. So many have left already. But greetings to those who are on Zoom, who join on Zoom, and also greetings to everyone in the audience. Brother Surya, we know him since a long time, but his journey started even before. In the age of 14, Baba found you, his jewel. It's a very young age, so you might come with your family? Yes. All came together. And as you know, Surya was only 4 years in Gyan. He surrendered. In between, he studied science, and this shows how his intellect is working. And his name, Surya, the sun, he is really an embodiment, a master sun of knowledge. And not only the rays of suns which reach everywhere, but also the warmth, that means the yoga he has with Baba, and he gives us the experience of it. This is his greatness. So he is an embodiment of experience, and Baba says that this is something which is one of the highest. And so we know you all because we all hear Baba's transmission and we have you the class before. What we like, this kind of yoga in between, to experience it, so you make it very practical for us. I came in knowledge in 82. 83 was my first time in Madhuban, and even if we had full packed program, in between we always get classes from Surya Bhai, and especially those from Germany were very eager to get these classes, to get inspired, to have the intellect working. And Surya is also, I know, based here in Gyan Sarovar. And I remember your evening classes in meditation hall, because he is caring for the family, caring for those who do all the service for us. And in the evening, they get inspirations and yoga classes with Surya in the little meditation hall end of Rash Rishi Bhavan. And I also remember, which we are missing, the yoga experience in Tuamritvela, in the meditation hall. Maybe this is something which also the new ones really should inspire to get it, because this is a gift and we should take the best, what Baba says. Thank you for being with us. The theme for today is living on the elevated family path. Thank you.
Om Shanti. We have to become good yogi being in family life. Are you ready for this? All are in families? All? Family life is the beautiful life. Do you experience so? Or alone is good? Alone is good. Those who are alone wants to go in family. And some from family wants to become alone. But our family can become our good teachers. One thing very important, if we open our intellect to learn new things always, then every situation, our family, negative problems, they all will teach us good things, will empower us. So we should become free from ego, egoistic person think, I know everything. It may be right that we know everything, but we have to become very powerful. We have to become very experienced ones. Only knowledge is not enough. Baba, God Himself is teaching us, giving secrets, teaching Raj Yoga. The education of Raj Yoga is very secret education. Don't just remember me. It's a simple word. Children, remember me. But this remembrance is not just as we do in bhakti, in prayers. It's our very deep and subtle connection and contact to the supreme source of energy. This word is very beautiful word for God, supreme source of energy. We have to achieve energy from Him, and we have to make our family life, our individual life, very sweet, humble, very pure, free from waste, as today's Murli, free from all vices. Word is beautiful, vicelessness. In Hindi, very beautiful word, nirvikari. Nir, many words in Hindi, just as in English too, purity, holiness, vicelessness, celibatic life, vicelessness, which includes humility, politeness, anger-free life, no greed in life, and we are working on attachment, we all know. To get rid of attachment is also a very subtle thing. So this is why this knowledge of Raj Yoga becomes very subtle, because it needs concentration. Through this practice of Raj Yoga, our inner powers, our inner mind, our subtle intellect, they all become divine, very pure. We become the king, sovereign of our sense organs. This is how yoga becomes a secret subject. And to bring such experience, secret experience, new experience every day, we need practice, practice and practice. I would ask you about one thing. Solitude is the blessing for we Brahmins. So spare some time for solitude, for self, and become your own teacher. Motivate yourself. Why I have come to Baba? Why Baba had chosen me? What I wish to achieve from God at this confluence age. This is most precious time, will not return. We most fortunate souls have got this opportunity that we came to know that this is the best time in the cycle. most elevated, most valuable time in the cycle. So we must take full benefit of this time. Talk to yourself this way, being in solitude. Solitude will help us to make our thoughts very elevated. So in this family life, mainly we have to focus to get rid of two main things, ego and anger. Then our family, our relationships will become very sweet, cooperative to each other, respectful to each other. Otherwise, we can see in family lives nowadays, selfish motivation, money is everything, nothing else. People are giving value to money only, not relationships. Not the sweetness of relationship, but money. They want money, they want money. I'm giving one example to you, and in family life, we all can understand some good things we have to learn. I was in Shanti One for 6 days, and every day, normally 500 people were coming to meet me, to see me, and at least 100 of them, they were coming with problems, to ask the solution of their problem. I'm sharing problem of one family. One daughter, parents, three came. Their question was, we have a lot of money, should we invest in buying lands for property dealer? One question. Girl, she was CA, chartered accountant, getting highest salary, but working hours are 12 hours. Lot of pressure on the brain, double mind. I need money also for future. So I cannot resign from the job. But I don't love this job because there is a lot of pressure on my brain. I cannot do yoga. I don't enjoy my life. I asked her, you are a pure soul. Yes, I have adopted purity. I questioned, why? Why did you like this beautiful life of purity? She was thinking. If you can't do yoga, if you can't do many spiritual things, if you can't enjoy Baba's company, what is the use of being celibate? So she was double-minded in confusion. I answered to the parents, what is the aim of your life? Do you want to become a good yogi or do you want to become the wealthiest person in the world? He was again thinking what to do. Because they are in Gyan for at least 30 years, last 30 years, and used to come to me with their problems, always in problems. Some Brahmins are always in problem. You know why? Because they have one or two vices in their lives, like greed or ego or somewhere jealousy or somewhere revengeful attitude. So they can't enjoy their lives. They can't do good yoga. I've seen, I've noticed, 30, 40 years in Yan, but not satisfied with their efforts, with their pursuit, not satisfied with their achievement. Think deeply. Go inside, become introvert. Why we have come to Baba? And make your mind, prepare yourself. I will achieve everything from Baba. Baba has come down to give me everything. I will not miss even a single thing. What is your idea? Are you agree to it? Those who are agree, please. Not just whatever Baba gives, okay, we are happy. I will achieve everything from Baba. Baba's words, very beautiful word, once in Sakar Murli. I give my everything to you, become empty, and go back to my home for rest. I give you everything. Becoming empty, I will return home for rest. Baba's word, for rest. So I was thinking from that day that he has come down to give everything and I have come to him to gain everything. Such enthusiasm will make us free from waste thoughts, from seeing here and there. It's upon us. How elevated aim we have made in our life. If our aim is great, and we dedicate ourselves to achieve that aim, then easily we can become free from waste things. When thoughts are determined, when we are very determined to achieve our aim, nothing is impossible for us. Obstacles will come, but we will become victorious. Because we see only our target. We don't see this side, no side scenes. Think this way in your life. And very important thing, we live in our family life. We live in a group with a team. Those who are surrender, they live with team. We have to learn how to live in a group, in a family, happily, free from anger and ego. So first of all, I come to ego. First of all, we must recognize our subtle ego. Many people in this world, BK and non-BK, they don't realize that this is because of their ego. Ego's form is very subtle. I-ness. I comes immediately and I pulse many types of egos in life. They cause problems and troubles and hindrance on the way of this successful life. So ego, where ego entered my mind, we must have little careful drashti upon us, and then simple solution is practice self-respect. Self-respect will make us free from ego. Self-respect will make us free from body consciousness. Self-respect. Suppose you choose one point. I'm a great soul. You accept it. I'm a great soul. It's true that I'm great. So you will become great. Ego will remain down. Will go down. Second thought you can keep in your mind. Most beautiful and useful thought. I'm world benefactor. And then you have to churn it. You have to accept it. When I'm world benefactor, how can I have revengeful feeling for others? How can I have, think very deeply, jealousy to them? I'm world benefactor. I have to bring benefit to them. So, churning and accepting, most important, it will make us free from ego. Those who practice good self-respect, they can realize, they can understand, they can know, here is my subtle ego working. This is the place. Here my subtle ego is working with me. Therefore, I'm not getting success. I'm not so successful in my relationship. We will realize immediately and we can change with the power of self-respect. Third thought, very important. We are the victorious Jew. We got victory over Maya. Innumerable time, unlimited time. You know? And you can churn this way. Suppose, I have done one thing 1,000 times. You came to Gyan Sarovar 1,000 times. You live in Gyan Sarovar 1,000 times, suppose. And today, at night, all of a sudden, there is blackout. No electricity. Darkness everywhere. Nothing can be seen. Still, if you want to go to dining hall, easily you will go. Your legs will show you the path. Because they are habitual of going there every day. So we have won this Maya 1,000 times. I'm taking 1,000. Unlimited. Out of them, 1,000 times. We conquer over this Maya 1,000 times. So now it is easy to conquer over it. By this self-respect, I'm a victorious jewel. Our willpower will increase and the inner might of winning Maya will also get emerge. Two great things will happen. We had become victorious many times. If we are in this intoxication, so our subtle energy of winning Maya will get emerge. And we will find that to get rid of this Maya, this Maya, this Maya is easy. So this way you can choose at least 8 thoughts of self-respect. 8. Very great thought is ancestor. I'm ancestor. 4 forefather of this creation of God. See, we are the oldest one. Eldest one. So, our responsibility is to give loveful vibrations to the world. Our nature is to sustain the world. Our nature, I am using this word. We are ancestor in India. I don't know about your country. In India, now too, even at the end of Kali Yuga, in many families, we can see old person, say forefather, grandfather, his father. He is 90 years old. But some people are so nice, so good, they look after everyone. They think that they have to give love to all children, their children, their children. So our nature is to give love, respect, vibrations to all souls of this world. We all have to churn on the point of self-respect this way. I am Master Almighty. Baba has given me all of his mights. I am very powerful. So, become the embodiment of self-respect and all kind of subtle ego will finish. Because out of this ego, what is the problem? Everyone thinks, I am right. And this creates many problems. I give you example of a newly married couple, only 25 years old. Because in India too, problem of relationships, problem of giving divorce is increasing day by day, increasing like this. And its main reason is ego. How it works? I am giving you an example. Every day, at least 5 couples come to me with such problems. That we got married 2 years back, but we are fighting now. Both are fighting. We are thinking to take divorce, to give divorce. What to do? First of all, I give one example. One couple came to me, wife husband. Their first line was, brother, we fight a lot. So we are not happy in this married life. Both came into Jnana. I asked them, who is more intelligent between you? They started to look to each other because they both were highly educated. Both were lecturers, MA, MPhil, B.Ed. I said, okay. Who is more sensible between you? Sister answered immediately, I am sensible. I became very happy. Sisters must be more sensible, more wise. It doesn't mean brothers should not be. So just I answered. And this answer affected their relationships wonderfully. I asked the sister, you both are wise, both are sensible, but you are more sensible, so you have to adopt 2 things. Don't argue on everything. Did you follow? One will say, we have to do like this. Other will say, no, we will not do like this. And fighting will begin. You are sensible, keep quiet. Say yes. Even if you believe that he is wrong, we should not do like this. But don't react immediately. Say, okay, we will think, we will do. Later on, give me little time to think. Second thing, A sensible person must bow down. She accepted, and their life became a happy life. Newly married couple, because they are highly educated. In India too, from last 30, 40 years, all are getting good education. You know, the era of computer, IT sector, scientific sectors, economic sectors, in college, university, highly education is being given. And last course you know about, artificial intelligence. I was laughing. Intelligent must not be artificial. It must be real. You must be a wise, intelligent person. But okay, this is a subject nowadays, and people are working on this. So because of high education, education is not teaching people to become polite. It's giving them ego. This has become a big problem in relationships. So we have to become egoless and give good thoughts. I teach them one simple practice of subconscious mind. And you know, our subconscious mind is the most powerful thing. It affects each other very rapidly. So I teach them that as soon as you wake up in the morning, you have to give good vibrations to each other for 1 minute. If you are not in Gyan, at least see the face of other person and give this thought, you are a good person. Although it is difficult for many, because he is not good, how to think he is good? But many become ready that, okay, we will think. You are a good person and you are my good friend. I respect you, I love you. And after doing 7 days, just it's a matter of 1 minute, their attitudes got changed. Relationships became sweet. I am teaching one thing for the family life, to create good relationship, to bring love and happiness in the family, and you all can adopt it. Simple thing. You have to spare 5 minutes in the morning, say 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 5 minutes only. For 3 minutes, just stand up in a side, give vibrations to your family. Just spread vibrations in your entire home. 2 practices. I am a pure soul from me. Pure vibrations, golden vibrations are spreading in all rooms of my home, in entire family. Vibrations have become full in my home for 3 minutes. You can repeat this thought. I am supremely pure soul. Or I am the angel of purity. Our third thought is most beautiful. I am the goddess of purity. On this earth, I am a goddess of purity. I am the god of purity. And from my forehead, pure vibrations, golden color, is spreading in my family now. And everyone is receiving them. 3 minutes only, then for 2 minutes. You have to give them good thoughts. See them souls. Suppose they are 5 souls, shining star in forehead. and seeing them soul, give thoughts to them. You are good souls in my family. You are great souls in my family. You all are most fortunate persons in my family. You belong to deity religion. You are very pure. You brought great fortune in my family. Three times. My family is a beautiful bouquet of great souls. Oh, we are so fortunate. And even in 7 days, you will have wonderful result. All are good. We love to each other. We respect each other. So the thought you create in the morning, you will find the result, the effect of those thoughts on your family. Did you follow? Morning. If you do it in first 5 minutes, as soon as you wake up, first 5 minutes. Because at that time, our subconscious mind is most powerful, very active. And because they are sleeping at that time, and when a person is sleeping, his or her subconscious mind is very active, very powerful. So when they are sleeping, you give them such thoughts, and the thoughts you are giving will emerge in their mind after 7 days. If you are thinking, if you are giving the thought that you are great soul, personally too you can do, you are a great soul, so you will experience after 5 or 7 days, they will start thinking, I'm not an ordinary person, I'm great. This way you can awaken to those Brahmins too who has left Baba. Because knowledge is there in their mind. But they went somewhere. We have to awaken them again by giving such thoughts. You can do one wonderful practice every day. Because in this world, here are many souls of deity religions, millions and millions of the souls. They are sleeping in darkness. They are under the influence of vices. You have to awaken them. After doing good yoga in the morning, immerse them. Or give drashti to the globe. And create this thought. In entire world, the souls who belong to deity religion, come to Baba. Come here. God Himself has come down to teach Raj Yoga. You come to Him to learn Raj Yoga. You can gives your vibrations to them. You are pure soul of deity religion. Come. God has brought the gift of purity for you. Become pure again. So our thoughts will awaken them. We must know this. This is the practice of subconscious mind. You can do it and you can create very powerful, pure, loving vibrations in your family. Second important thing, I would like to speak on that, Baba, Avyakt Baba, on the 7th Shivratri, he was mentioning, he was asking, give me the gift. Which gift? Anger. So have you given that gift to your Supreme Father on his birthday? Giving means having a powerful determined thought in the mind that I am giving. Now, gradually and gradually I have to become free from anger. Now itself, we all have to work, all have to churn deeply. Anger is the worst fire, very bad fire, which burns the capability of our intellect, which doesn't allow us to divinize our intellect. Anger is a worst enemy, second big commander of Maya. But I am more powerful than this commander. Anger is not powerful. I am more powerful. I have to finish it from my subconscious mind. I have to get free from this anger forever. For next kalpa, I will remain free from anger. Create such thoughts, because we sow the seed at confluence age and we find good result throughout the cycle in next 5,000 years. But our determined thought, our powerful thought, will help us a lot. So I am sharing you some yukti, how to become free from anger. Completely free, absolutely mind silent. Cool mind. Problems are there in relationships. And Baba's answer, first Baba's answer, you know, jealousy, waste thoughts, why? These are the main cause of anger, which stimulate our anger from inside. Other things, and now we have to bring a big change into our attitudes. Check your attitude towards other. Do I have revengeful feeling in my mind, at least for two people in the world? Not for all, just for two people. So we must know. Our negative feeling towards others, our revengeful feeling towards others, they are the biggest hindrance on the way of Raj Yoga. They won't allow us to concentrate our mind, to stabilize our mind. They will be creating disturbance again and again in our subconsciousness. So, purify your attitudes. And for this, always in the morning, up to 6 o'clock you can do this practice. All souls of the world are my good friends. Give this thought to yourself. I love all. No one is my enemy in this world. All are my good friends. Such good attitude. I have to bring benefit to everyone in this world. I have to give love to all. I have to give the vibrations of peace to all. I have to give a pure drashti to all. Create such thoughts. It will make you most elevated and your flow will go to the world. Start doing this from now. I am a great soul. Just think together with me. I am a great soul. I'm an angel on this earth. I'm world benefactor. I have to give love to all souls in this world. I have to give pure drashti to the world and to the nature. I have to give the vibrations of peace to entire world. All souls are looking towards me. I have to give them the vibrations of might so that they become fearless, so that they become free from psychiatric disease. I'm the donor, I'm the bestower, I have to give them, I have to give, I have to give. Very good feeling you will have, just for 1-2 minutes, every day. If you forget in the morning, you can do any time, evening, night, this time you can do. Because the thoughts we create for others, they come back to us. If you think, I have to give peaceful vibrations to the world, you will see your mind is becoming peaceful. If you create the thought, I have to give pure drashti to the globe, you will enjoy very, very delightful purity. Purity with delightfulness. Purity with ecstatic feeling. So such thoughts, very important. No question in the mind. In relationships, the reason of anger is expectations. We have many expectations from others and they don't fulfill our expectations, therefore we get angry. Now, think. How a person will fulfill our expectations? Can I, am able to fulfill the expectations of others? Answer will come, no, it's impossible. Everyone's sanskaras are different, different. Everyone's intellect is different, different. Everyone's way of thinking is different, different. Everyone's karmic account is different, different. Everyone's mentality is different, different. All can never be equal. So no question. This is a sign of a wise person, of a knowledgeable person, of a pure soul. We all are knowledgeable, pure, wise. No question. We know this drama is going on accurately. Everyone is playing one's own part given by the director. Nothing new. Whatever is happening on this in this drama, that is true. It has to happen. Think like this and become observer, detached observer, no question. Mind will become cool, silent, peaceful, and we will become free from anger. Now, two practices of subconscious mind to get free from this anger. You can do for seven days this practice, seven days that practice, seven days next practice, seven days this practice. In the morning, this practice must be done in first minute, as soon as you wake up. If a person wants to become free from anger, just think as soon as you wake up, And with good morning to Baba, Baba, I love you, good morning, and feel his hand of blessing on the head. And then, anger is not my nature. My nature is peace and love. 5 times. Anger is not my nature. My nature is love and peace. So we are rejecting anger. Anger will go away. We are accepting peace and love. Peace and love will come to us. This is simple psychological practice, practice of subconscious mind. Next practice, which can be very effective. You can try with this practice, you can do it for 21 days. In first 3 minutes, you can do only in first 3 minutes. After saying good morning to Baba, I am free from anger. I am a peaceful soul. I am free from anger. I am a peaceful soul. With this flow, with good feeling, I am peaceful. I am free from anger. I am peaceful soul. And then after that, you will enjoy very good yoga. Stable mind. These 2 yuktis you can use in your life. And I hope this way your stays will become very elevated. Family life will become like as if you are living in a temple. You are living at a holy place. It's my thought for all Brahmins that your family, your life, your home must become a holy place, a pilgrimage where people will come in future, will experience peace. Such time is coming when your friends and contact people will say you, yes, please, allow us to sit in your home for 15 minutes. We will become free from sorrow. Please, let us sit in your home for 15 minutes. Our mind will become peaceful. Okay, do this practice now. I'm a peaceful soul.
शक्ति सेना की रणभेरी अब फिर बजती है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है,
धाम में तुम्हें आना,
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है,
धाम में तुम्हें आना है।
ओम I think it's enough. Thank you very much. Become good yogi, successful yogi. Come back again to Vyasarod.
Thank you very much. I think it was so practical, and it was that what we needed to know before we leave and do service, and especially the families which are so close to us, that we not forget them but include them also in our meditations and make them to Baba's friends. Make them to Baba's friends, not only our friends but to Baba's friends. Yeah. Thank you very much. Would you like to ask when questions are there?
Yes, if someone asks, they can ask.
Has anyone a question?
Or any problem?
No problem, but maybe question. Please come. So every...
Om Shanti, I'm Henna from Finland. Just a question that sometimes now when we are in Madhuban, it's very powerful and much easier to connect to Baba. But when we are home, sometimes even if there's the thought, but the thought doesn't really have the power to get that connection.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So make a simple plan when you are there. Oh, it's natural when you are here because of vibrations, class all the time, no laukik job, not cooking the food. You are free, so you can do many things. But when you are in your home, in family, job, so sometimes we feel pressure on our brain. So make a simple plan. Make simple discipline for your life, just that. I have to remain light in my life, lightness in mind. I have to bring these experiences every day in my life, surrender everything to Baba and see good result. Such practice. Next thing, I will invoke Baba with me. Baba, come down and be with me. And I will see the result of His presence. I will do this practice of self-respect. Not many times, 10 times a day only in work. In work. We need not to sit for that. So, make a simple plan for your progress in your family life. Simple. Plan must be simple and practical. Not very hard plan. because you are in great enthusiasm here, and you may make a plan that I will go back and I will wake up at 3 o'clock every day and I will do this, but it will continue for 3 days only. So simple and practical. So such simple plan, make a plan and keep them changing after every 15 days. Next plan, new points. So newness will be experienced every day. It will keep you happy and in enthusiasm, and your stage will remain elevated. Just as one thing which I kept in my mind right from the beginning, and it was a big power with me, in any case, that whatever happened in my life, in Baba's service or in family, I will not get upset. I will not disturb my happiness. I will not lose my yoga. And I noticed, if we can control ourselves, we can control all situations easily, just with our vibrations. So make such thoughts, elevated thoughts in your mind. One who can care of one's higher stage, life becomes easy. So be careful. I will never get upset. I will never lose my happiness. I will not have any confusion in my mind whether Baba will help me or not. He always does help. No case in the world. Even he give help to devotees. We are his sweet children, like his heart. We live in his heart. Always he will help me. My wonderful experience in this life. I told you that every day 500 people were coming to see me in every season for 6 days. You can see the condition of my body, of my this head, headache, heaviness. But I never allow irritation in my mind. People will come, say, I want rest. It is 11 o'clock and I want rest. But again a group came. Really I wanted rest. But I thought, okay, they are our guest. They are our family member. They came after 2 years, 5 years for the first time. I must forget my body, my headache. So what I do? I ask Baba. Every day I do it. I ask Baba, I have headache. And people are coming. They are your children. They are new in Gyan. Just please help me take this headache away. Make my body energetic. And I ask them that I come in 5 minutes only. Give me 5 minutes, please. They sit there in meditation. I have a good hall there. 80 people can sit together. And in those 5 minutes, I got again new energy, Baba's power, headache disappears. Wonderful experience every day. Even sometime it happens, I'm giving class, big class in centers, and body got tired. Little headache, heaviness. Giving class, I asked Baba, this is problem, please help me. I have to give half an hour class. And immediately, everything okay. So Baba's help, Baba's cooperation, connection to him, trust him, invoke him, talk to him, and he will definitely give help to you. Life will become easy, your efforts, everything will become normal. Okay, sister?
Hannah, is it okay? Yes. Another question? Yeah.
Come here. Sit here.
Om Shanti. Laima from Italy. No speak English. But what suggests for make intellect clean, pure exercise?
One thing. Keep this aim in your mind. I will not allow any rubbish. This pot is a golden pot, diamond pot. It is for God's blessing. It's for God. It's for His knowledge. It's not for dust. I'm not to make it dustbin. One thing. Second thing, as I mentioned, practice self-respect. Self-respect is a great thing. It makes us most elevated. And avoid negative things. Brain, intellect will become clean and divine. And very, very useful. It's a necessity of this confluence age. Everyone's intellect become clean. Only in a clean intellect, secret of knowledge will stay. Only in a clean intellect, many blessings will be imbibed. Only in a clean intellect, God will come down and sit here. So it's so important. So do this practice. And become a wise person.
Om Shanti, brother. Recently in Sakamuli, Baba explained about if you have some bad thoughts, if we have some bad or impure thoughts, as long as we don't put them in practice, it is no sin. Can you explain about that?
Actually, those are the teachings of Baba for those who are newcomers. Because there is Maya. Maya is also very strong. So Baba used to say, don't come in your actions. If thoughts are coming, it's not sin. But truth is, thoughts also reduce our subtle energy. So it's also subtle sin. We cannot avoid that, oh, thoughts are not sin, so let them come. No. I remind you one great secret of Avyakta Muli. This is the greatest secret. What is fortune? Thoughts, energy is the real fortune. Thoughts, energy create your fortune elevated. So be careful about your thoughts. Thoughts are everything. So subtle, negative, sinful thoughts or thoughts of vices, they are also subtle sin. Believe it and get rid of them.
One last question.
Their question is the last question.
Shanti, en realidad no es una pregunta, sino al comienzo
no,
se...
No, mic is working.
Una sugerencia.
Do like this.
Ahora lo traduce.
Microphone. No,
sí,
microphone.
Hola,
This way.
Okay. Yeah. Es una sugerencia, ¿no? En realidad no es una pregunta. La hermana comentó que el hermano daba unas prácticas o hacía unas prácticas para yoga profundo. ¿Podríamos beneficiarnos unas cuantas prácticas de yoga en estos días?
She said it's not a question, it's a suggestion. That because you have some practices to do some very deep yoga, whether you can help us with that so we can have some deep yoga sometimes those mornings.
I will give you help. Okay. Enjoy your life.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, thank you. Now 1 minute with Baba and then your lunch. So feel that Baba's current is coming down to me. Powerful vibrations.